My name is Engineer Milad Matoug. I am the chairman of the Libyan Airport Authority, Turkey and the Arab countries. And if I speak on the relations between Turkey and Libya in particular, I can say it's excellent, and Turkey has played a great role in supporting the Libyan revolution. And we thank the Turkish government for that and the Turkish people for helping Libya in the revolution, 17th of February revolution, which succeeded with the help of many countries, among them is Turkey. And the relationship between Libya and Turkey is very strong. And I assume that it will get stronger and stronger, and the cooperation will be enhanced from now on. And Turkish companies have already started to come back doing their already started projects in Libya. I tell you what, I believe that people are fighting for peace. I mean, some people may not accept this, but I think that's the case. People are fighting for their freedom. Once they achieve freedom, I think they will live in peace, because they want to live in peace. Nobody wants to live in war. And everybody wants to live with the others. And with Turkey in particular, with the Turkish people, we've inherited the Turkish culture. I mean, as you know, historically speaking, the ties between the Arab countries and most of the countries and Turkey, it's been rooted in the history. And so we are used to the Arab culture, to the Turkish culture, and the Turkish people are used to the Arab culture. So the opportunity is great. The opportunity is there for both sides to enhance and to strengthen the links. And among these links, that they should exchange cultural events. They should ease restrictions on visas between people, like what's happening between Libya and Turkey. There is no visa if you want to come to Libya. There is no visa, and there is no visa for Libyans to come to Turkey. And that's a very good step for both people to exchange visits, to exchange culture, to promote projects, to promote investments in both sides. Communication, education is very important to link people. And as you said, we all believe in God, yes, whether we are Muslims, Christians, or Jews. Let us think that way. Let's think that there is one God, it's Allah. It's our God. And we must think that we have to live under this umbrella. And because if we think that way, I'm sure peace will prevail.
Inshallah.
I mean, we would like to see one day that no bullet has been fired anywhere in the world, especially in our area. There are chances there that people should live in peace. But as I said earlier, even those who are still fighting or seeking to fight, because they are fighting for their freedom. And religions, among them is Islam, it wants people to live freely. No religion want to restrict people from living freely, but under the values of God, not under the values manufactured by mankind. But values of God, we all share the values that that's sent by God to us. If we think that way, I'm sure we all live in peace. And if we share together all the world, I mean, especially our area, if we share the potential together, no poor, no very rich, no very poor, if we can try to promote the middle class people in all these areas and all our countries, I'm sure people would live in peace, people would live happily. And what makes you fight if you're not free, or if you're living in a very poor state and you see the others exploiting all the wealth that part of it should be allocated to you? And because of that, people will fight. If we look at people the same, if we share the agony of the people, if we share their difficulties and their problems, I'm sure no more fights, no more bullets will be fired, and I'm sure all people would live in peace. And that's the ultimate goal for everyone, I'm sure. I wish A9 all the best, and it's good that we've been, it's an honor for me that I've been interviewed by A9, and I can promise you that I will be watching this A9 from now on, and wish you all the best. And if you keep promoting relations between countries and people around our area, I'm sure you will be one of the most wanted and watched channels in the world.
Inshallah.